welcome to a new style episode for X-Ray with Dr. Tom. Yes, you now get to hear and see my lovely mug if you're watching this on video. But Dr. Tom, we're changing things up here on ad-free shows with you. We thought it would be cool for you and I to watch some matches together and just have some conversation and ask questions and still listen to some of the psychology behind the matches.
I got to tell you, Paul, I think it's great that I can have somebody to talk to about these matches as well. I think it'd be a lot better and a little more interesting, as well as getting somebody else's aspect on a match like this.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to be here. I know we did the Ask Dr. Tom Anything. Oh, there's the dog in the background. What's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Tucker, of course.
Tucker, great to hear from you, Tucker. Welcome to the show.
He wants to make sure everybody knows he's here.
Our third man in the booth is today. Tucker. But we're going to have some fun. We're going to watch some really classic matches. These won't be long, real long, drawn-out episodes. But I think it's going to be fun to have the two of us kind of dialogue back and forth, as you said, Dr. Tom, whereas you're just not sitting there, staring there, having to be that one-man show all the time.
Well, also, I think it is a new perspective watching these. These are a lot of old-school matches and going back to the basics and fundamentals and really what made a lot of the guys today fall in love with the business. And unless you watch stuff like this on a regular basis, you kind of forget about it and it gets lost in the translation. So I enjoy it and I hope everybody else does too.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, let's get right into this week's episode. And we're going back to 1994. It's from WCW Saturday Night. And it's two ring generals working in the ring together. I think you really didn't know how big of a deal this was, at least as a fan watching it back then in 94, to now go back and reflect and see Arn Anderson and Brad Armstrong put on a wrestling clinic. We're going to have the ability to do that today, and I can't wait.
I can't either, because these two guys have the utmost respect for each other. And Arn actually started in the Pensacola territory with the Armstrongs, the Fullers, the Welches, and they go way, way back.
And you can see that respect in this match. So, Dr. Tom, with that said, I know you have it pulled up. I have it pulled up. I'm going to do a countdown. And for those that are listening to the audio and maybe just want to watch it on their own, that's fine, too. At least you'll be able to follow along. This is on YouTube, and you're just going to want to search Arn Anderson versus Brad Armstrong. You'll see it pop right up. It is from May 7th, 1994, WCW Saturday Night. So with that, Dr. Tom, I'm going to count us down in 3, 2, 1 play, and we have the opening scene here of the Saturday Night crowd. They're all juiced up and ready to go. Brad's already in the ring.
Brad Armstrong was my very best friend in the business. And I got to say, if you couldn't work a match with Brad, you shouldn't have been in the business. But this man right here coming out from the entrance, Arn Anderson, was a guy who was a natural in his own right and had been different places prior to coming to WCW, and once he got in, he finally hit his stride, and becoming one of the four horsemen, I think, was a perfect fit for Arn. And to have a match against a guy like Brad Armstrong, again, once you watch these guys do what they do in the ring, you'll understand why this is the magic we want to produce.
They're both in the black trunks here. The Enforcer, Arn, is rocking his Enforcer jacket. That really cool classic style jacket, and these two already look like they're ready for business. They're shaking hands, which I like to see here.
Well, once again, I mean, Brad Armstrong had the respect of everyone, not only in the locker room, but I think the fans at that time could see his ability, could see the experience he had, and he came from a wrestling family. But the thing about this match, especially between both guys, is their timing, their pacing. Everything they do means something. There's not one wasted movement. And then Brad grabbing that headlock, Arn working it to the fullest extent and not just coming out of it right away.
And look at that immediate pin, right off the bump, into a pin, quick up, and then back into the headlock again. No wasted movement here.
And one more time, I would say that I don't think Arn would bump for just anybody. So Brad Armstrong already proven that he can stand toe-to-toe in the first few seconds of this match anyway. And Arn's going to give him quite a lot in this match.
Yeah, no, look at the roll over there into the head scissors.
But there, that was a fireman's carry out of a block of the hip toss, and not just anybody can do that. Brad and Arn, they didn't have to call a lot during this match. They went out and felt it. No doubt it was TV, a short match. You knew what they were going to do at the start and probably at the finish. But the in-between stuff, if you watch these guys, it's the in-between stuff that they really take care of and making it look impromptu. And that's why these guys were so great. Brad was absolutely one of the top five during his era, no doubt.
Well, when you see some of these chain move sets here, and then they both back off and kind of take that break and let the match breathe a little bit, that's something we don't see today very often.
Well, again, it's something you have to learn. It's something you have to experience. And we can talk about experience all day long, but we can't teach it. And that was a nice block on the hip toss and just a flip around over the leg. Again, Arn is giving Brad these opportunities to show that and look at the amazement on his face. Arn's giving you the telling that story with his eyes, taking your time and letting it breathe, like you just said. And this is something both guys were well versed in at this time in their career. And this is why it's such a great match, especially for TV.
Well, and the look on Arn's face was, buddy, you're good and you know what you're doing. And he's kind of looking up at him and all like, this is going to be a wrestling match. We're doing wrestling here, pal. This is good stuff.
Yeah, and it is the utmost respect, again, just with the facials. And even though Arn had to cut Brad off with a couple shoulders and give him the forearms, he's going to give it right back to him and show that Brad is in the hunt. He's in this match. And otherwise, it would be Arn taking 90% of this match, and that's not the case here. So, once again, even after stopping Brad, Arn's giving him a chance to sell. He's giving a chance for everyone to register what's happening. And taking his time, Arn Anderson taking his time, knowing Brad's going to sell, knowing Brad is going to stay where he needs to be and do what needs to be done.
I can't agree with you more about the selling from Brad Armstrong here. Every move means something and is taking the time to display the impact of that move. It's good stuff.
Well, it is, and once again, you know, you're not going to see a lot of flip-flop and fly in this match, but you will see storytelling, and we always say it's not how much you do, it's how you do what you do, and the fans have to be invested, the fans have to be interested in both guys in the ring, and of course, Arn Anderson, they're certainly interested in, but Brad Armstrong had a great reputation as well, and once again, Brad coming back, and that's all because of Arn, showing that Brad's on that same level.
Did you work much with Arn Anderson? Did you get a chance to work with Arn over the years?
A few times in the Smoky Mountain, Knoxville area, sure did. And he was smooth. He was an ultimate pro. And he understood the mechanics of a match. He understood the psychology of a match. And that's what made him so great.
Beautiful dropkick there from Brad Armstrong. Just nailed it.
And Brad Armstrong, for being pretty much a career babyface, he knew how to sell and he knew what to do at the right time. And that's incredible when you get somebody like that. And Brad was going for a Russian leg sweep, which everyone knew was his finish. And just a quick hold on the top rope by Arn, going to put him away with a DDT. And Brad a bit. Yeah, did not hurt Brad's credibility.
Yeah. Look at him looking down at Brad right here. It's nothing but respect.
Yeah, yeah. And Arn has a promo after this match and actually gives kudos to Brad. And it's great storytelling. It really is great storytelling. And the reason you don't see a lot of this today is because a lot of guys don't know how to do it today. And they've never really seen it, never experienced it. So it's not anybody's fault that this is what we found ourselves in this climate and this environment of
– sure.
A lot of high spots and more glitz, glamour, and garnish, if you will. But you can do it if you have the guys that know how to do it and make it mean something, the excitement and the electricity. So very good match.
Yeah, the other thing that I'll notice, too, and that was a fairly good timed match, but it was Arn's approach to the DDT. It was like, I'm about ready to do something with big time impact, delivered it with that snap DDT, and then the pin. One DDT doesn't hold anybody down now these days, and I don't like it. Jake the Snake, that was his closer. Arn Anderson, that finished a match, and I don't know. It was good times.
Once again, yeah, it was, but I think it is that evolution, and I'm not saying I necessarily like it or agree with it, but we do have to evolve, and I think it's just become more of the more is more instead of less is more. But as we saw in that match, less is more, especially when you put all the small things in between the spots and the moves, and they add up to the big thing. So that was a great way of storytelling, in my opinion, and that's why I think it was necessary to watch it.
Good stuff. Listen, the only thing I missed from that match from Arn was maybe a spine buster. We all love the spine buster from Arn. Probably nowadays, you think they would use that as a setup move now to the DDT.
Yeah, but you have to look for something bigger, better, and more impressive, I guess, to get anybody to watch. So
there you go.
It's just a product of our times, I guess.
Well, Dr. Tom, this was a quick one, but it was a fun one. Any final thoughts on Armstrong, Anderson, or this match in general?
For anybody looking to get some kind of reference or some kind of idea how a babyface should sell or how a heel should work a match leading up to a cutoff spot, watch this match. Watch how, as a heel, the heel can wrestle. That the idea is he goes in there with wrestling. What makes him a heel isn't because he comes out and screams at everybody. It's the fact that the guy he's wrestling might be a little quicker, a step above, just a step ahead maybe. And that's what forces him to maybe just take a cheap shot, a shoulder in the corner or an elbow, whatever it may be. It wasn't necessarily because he hates his mom and spits on your shoes or whatever it may be. It's the fact that this guy can wrestle. It's business, and he's going in there to win. And watch the story that's being told between Brad Armstrong and Arn Anderson. Both great. Well, Brad was a great babyface. Arn was a great heel. They knew how to tell the story and get people involved emotionally. So those are my closing thoughts, Paul. That's what I think.
Good stuff. Dr. Tom, that's his diagnosis. We were in the doctor's office today, and we took a look at this match through the x-ray lens, and his final diagnosis right there. I love it. Well, listen, Dr. Tom, this was fun, and we're going to start doing this a lot more often, you and I together. Looking forward to next week's matches. If you guys have feedback, post it under the comments or questions. We can use that as an opportunity to follow up with Dr. Tom as well on some of the questions from some of these matches that we watched together.
Even if you have a suggestion for a match, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Let us know because we're game and we're here to stay and going to do this now and looking forward to it. So we appreciate all your support on ad-free shows. Dr. Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate you breaking out that stethoscope today. We'll be back again soon with another episode of X-Ray with Dr. Tom.